You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So yesterday, the Ihumautau protectors delivered their 26,000-strong petition and letter to Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern's office. The letter asks for the Prime Minister to visit the Whenua. We've been covering Ihumautau quite a bit, as we have done since 2015. Last week, a local resident of the area got in touch with us because she wanted to share her story. Kathy King has been living in the area for the past 3 years. She had a relationship with those occupying the area. Her daughter would play with the other kids at the Kaitiaki village, but it wasn't until police came to evict those at the Kaitiaki village that she became heavily involved. Now she calls herself a protector, and yesterday she marched along with everyone else. Lillian Hanley spoke with her while she was on her march. They had just stopped for a break, and Kathy was eating an apple while speeches and chanting can be heard in the background. Lillian started by asking why she got in touch with us.
I wanted to speak for myself, and I've heard and read a lot of horrible stuff on social media, and I've read a lot of stuff through the media that actually didn't bring in what it's like to be a resident in that community and how beautiful our community are. It's kind of been depicted like there was a lot of people from that had nothing to do with the actual whenua that were involved in this. But we've got to know lots of people in our neighbourhood through this. I was actually not really involved in it, but I'd go and visit my neighbours because they had this cool place called the Kaitiaki Village, and they would have little huis, and I'm in the march. They'd have activities where you could learn how to plant and learn how to catch water, just all sorts of great initiatives that I was searching for. I was actually searching for my own village for my daughter to play with other kids.
So when did you kind of get more involved in what their kaupapa is, I suppose?
So on a few visits, I sat into a couple of huis. They had some people from Guatemala visit, which was amazing, and they spoke of you know, their struggles in their country, how they've got 80% of the population are indigenous, but they have no power over their government. So it was quite an eye-opening meeting. That really woke me up to read more about what was happening at Ihumautau and just question modern capitalism and all sorts of things like that. Yeah, I was started questioning about lots of things. So it's been really eye-opening. And when I really got involved, and this was really from a neighbour perspective, because on the 23rd of July, we had 100 police arrive in our neighbourhood. My neighbours, who were like 9 people, which were very peaceful, had 100 police arrive, plus 30 men arrive on the Kaitiaki village to evict them. And I felt that was very intimidating. There were helicopters above my house. The whole village was in, I don't know how to explain it. It was just horrible because you just want to run towards it, but at the same time you're quite scared. When my daughter came home from school, we went to the base of the road. They'd actually blocked off Quarry Road. This is a road where our local kids learn how to ride their bike. Our road that we live on, which is Uruangi Road, is a really busy road. We've got trucks going up and down there all the time. So we went up. There was still traffic going back and forward at the beginning. And there was a whole lot of people that had just arrived there. And everyone was very upset because they'd closed off the road. And we were just walking back and forward quite confused. And they were locking down the land. So it was really scary. I'm going through, I'm getting counselling since then because it's really thrown me how my perception of what the police are there for. So I'm getting my trust back with them. But yeah, that was really not good. It was frightening. Now, this has involved our whole village. Whether you're for or against what's happening, you still need to look after the manahere.
Yeah, how has it affected the sort of community surrounding the area?
It's broken. It's broken us, but it's made us strong, a stronger community. But I've seen it probably, it's causing arguments. People were not going to work, putting financial stress on our community. It put us under threat because, I mean, I'm scared that a third party's going to come in and hurt me or my neighbours because we're so close to it. By having that much police presence and media presence has really just made us feel like sitting ducks sometimes. But, I mean, we've had some beautiful experiences. The first week we were going up and we camped there one night, and it was just so welcoming. We had amazing people, knowing their culture. We would share kai. We, you know, brought tents in. We still have good relationships with these people, but we've been up and down with them as well.
And what do you see as the solution?
The solution needs to be, like, I don't really know the political part of it. The solution needs to be that the land needs to be left as it is, and needs to be given back to Mana Whenua to have it. It's a really bad spot for 480 houses to be built, because that impact of that housing development will probably break our village. I do support Seoul. I am a protector now. I'll just support my neighbours. They're amazing. It's actually a very feminist movement as well. That's why I believe there has been minimal arrests, because they've always come back to being, or they've always been very peaceful, even though there's been a lot of intimidation. So, yeah, and this is history in the making.
You mentioned sort of seeing quite nasty things online or on the news. What would you say to those people that you think might have, you know, not a complete understanding of what's going on?
I've just given up telling them anything now, because I just worked out they're coming from a very sad place. I think they're frightened, and that's why they come out with anger. Like, I'm on the Mangere Bridge Community Notice Board, and I was trying to share some news, and people were objecting to this thing and saying, oh, we, you know, we're sick of hearing about this and stuff like that, and we're like, these are your neighbours. Yeah, I'm just going to move for the future. We've got beautiful tamariki. My daughter's able to play with the local kids. I can see amazing, proud, smart Māori woman and tāne coming through, but we're just going to be the future. Yeah.
Okay, and what do you hope to achieve today on the hikui?
I want Aucklanders to see that we're not just a bunch of random radicals in the backyard, you know, near the airport. We're out on the street now. We'll march to Jacinda's office and give them her a letter so she can get her invited to the whenua. I wish she would come to the whenua, because once she touches it with her feet, she's a mummy, and first and foremost, and she should come and experience it. It's an amazing female energy there. The men are supporting us, like her husband supports her. I think she's probably scared of coming there. This will definitely make up her mind, or that she will help us.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.